It is. You get a sense, don't you? It's not too far away. State of Origin game number two, the calm before the storm. I think it's going to get a little more heated than game one. That's what happens because the series is on the line. This is a decider on Sunday. You'll hear it all across 1170 SEN and the SEN network. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad church that we have here. And remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, it's going north. Now's a good time to buy. Choose independentreserve.com. And if you are north, that's up there in Queensland, you're listening via the SENQ DAB Plus channel, or you could be. Do that on the digital radio, the car, wherever. If you're on the Goldie, you can do it via SEN 1620. If you're in Sydney, it's 1170 SEN. If you're anywhere, and I encourage people to do this, download the app. Download the app. Best way to do it. Best sound quality. It's absolutely magnificent. So make sure you do that. Massive program coming up for a massive weekend. Adrian Prezenko, very shortly. He is the Sydney Morning Herald's chief rugby league reporter. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We're also going to have a chat with Jared Condon. He's from readingtheplay.com.au. He's going to give us a winner over the weekend. And Afternoons Amplified, new segment. Coach K very happy with it yesterday, to the point that we now have a segment play on. That's exciting. Always exciting. Score update, play on for that. We'll get into that. Hey, we're going to have a chat with Billy Peden. What a legend. 190 games for his beloved Newcastle Knights, including two premierships, two tri-hero, 2001. Thanks very much. Bill's been walking with his old teammate, Mark Hughes, for the Mark Hughes Foundation. So we're going to have a check-in with them. That's the incredible work that Mark and his team are doing and his foundation are doing for the Beanies for Brain Cancer. It's been a feature now of the NRL for a number of years, and it's quite incredible, the work that they do. Tristan Merlihan, who'll be along for a chat as well. The 2 o'clock flock, it's on. $100 cash, it's up for grabs as well. Needs to be the best contribution. As mentioned earlier, we're going to go inside the Blues camp. We're going to catch up with a player. It'll be one of those situations, you know, the old pass the phone around, who gets it. Sounds of the game will be on, so we're looking forward to that. And then we dive into the text line. We do that for sbsfence.com.au. So, what's making news? Would you believe that State of Origin's making news? They've got a lot of time on their hands, haven't they? Up there, up in Queensland, if you're listening via SENQ, hello to you. But apparently, who's going to be? Who do we identify as a grub? Oh, Liam Martin. That's right. He plays tough. So, why don't we identify him for quote-unquote feral plays and that he's a villain and that he's the next Paul Gallen. Fair dinking. I think it's called clasping at straws. We need someone to hate. It's been described as a grubby rampage. So what have we got? Cameron Munster, swinging arm, back of the lemon spread, forearm to Dane Gagai's throat. Oh, apparently at this point, not 2 minutes later, he rubbed Kurt Capewell's face. Dear, oh dear. This is incredible. Oh, and then he allegedly elbowed Cam Munster in the ribs. I mean, this is just incredible. Harry Grant had no idea what they were talking about last night on NRL 360, but anyway, that's what you do. Here's the quote from Harry. I thought the grubbiest player just had to be Tino Fasua Malawi because he never showers. So there you go. There's some revelations. Further revelations about Tino too. He's ready to play the 80 minutes. We're trying to work out what this final 17 of the Queensland side is. And remember, Billy Slater game one was very open. Okay, here's our 17. That's who's going to play. Not so much Brad Freddie Fittler. So we had a couple of late changes in that New South Wales side. But does Lindsay Collins start? Tino at 13. Does Tino go to the front row? He was spectacular in game one. Do you have Jai Arrow there? Is it Thomas Flegler? So who's going to be the one that's starting? So all these tactics are starting to play a part now. What about Matt Burton's inclusion for New South Wales? What impact is that going to have? Well, you better tell us, Harry Grant.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe if he does come in from the centres to kick a little bit, but I guess Nathan's you know, one of the best kickers in the game himself, so not sure if that'll happen at all, but yeah, in saying that, it's probably something we just need to identify on the run and trying to counter-attack it there.
Oh, there you go. Identify on the run. This is... Oh, what other tactics did Queensland have? Let's have a listen. Cam Munster, he's got some thoughts on some tactics.
Oh, look, in probably previous years, I've probably been known to get under my skin and be a lot more, how do I explain it, not grubby, but things that I do things that I probably wouldn't usually do. I'm not that type of person, but it just shows when you're in pressure games, things just tend to obviously just come out the top of your head. But been really focusing on it and really not worrying about what I can't control. And they're going to obviously come out there and have a game plan against me. And I'll just go stick to my strengths and just play calm footy. And I know they're going to try and come out there and take my head off and do things that obviously they're not usually done.
Oh, there we go. What, we're out of a scene from Macbeth, aren't we, with the crows in the background? That wasn't you, Coach K, was it? You often like to put a music bed under scrabs. No, it wasn't you with the crows. I tell you what, it was very Shakespearean. I liked it over there in the West. So, Munster, are we going to get under his skin? What about, there's the tactics that Cam's anticipating towards him. What about the tactics of what one Paul Fatty Vorton is anticipating, especially with all of these changes for the New South Wales side? He's pretty straightforward, Fat. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
We're pretty settled. And then you look at the New South Wales and it's, wow, they've taken a machine gun to the joint. Tony Staggs had a great start to the year, some really good games to the Bronx, and, you know, he was going to be the next big thing. He's lasted one game. And Gonski, Campbell Gillard, Ryan Madison, Tarek Sims, obviously Brad doesn't feel as though maybe, you know, those forwards are... Tarek's played a lot of great Origin games, but Campbell Gillard and Ryan Madison are fairly new to it. Maybe he feels that, you know, there are the better players. Well, we'll find out. It's amazing what he's done.
Oh, of course it is. It is amazing what he's done. Good on you, Fat. Start heaping some pressure. This from the bloke who 27 years ago led Queensland to a 3-0 series victory. Tommy Radonikis did beat him in a State of Origin series, though, for New South Wales. So don't worry about that. Angus Crichton's come out and said, yeah, well, if I knew all about what Felice Kaufusi was doing to Sam Walker, then I would have stood up for him for that one. Should have got suspended. So that's lit the fuse a little bit, if you like. We need something to light the fuse. It's that time of year, isn't it, where we want something going off, something or someone going off for State of Origin. Because otherwise we get stories like this, $10 million State of Origin fire sale. That's right. Some players in these Origin squads are coming off contract. They'll be open to negotiation November 1 this year. Daniel Tupou, Victor Radley, Ben Hunt, Damien Cook, Stephen Crichton, Liam Martin, Brian To'o, Cam Munster, CSC for Talakai, Selwyn Cobbo, all these guys. Everything must go sale, apparently, and you can go upwards of $50,000 on your annual fee if you play well in an Origin game. Going to be hard for Victor Radley at this point. Outside the 17, outside the 18. But anyway, apparently there's a whole lot of talent on sale in this State of Origin match, and some of it you'll be able to buy a little bit later on this year. Speaking of buy, I wonder if there's anyone putting their hand up to buy Luke Brooks. So on the back of the revelations yesterday, and we spoke about it, didn't it? How on earth did it get out? So Tim Sheens has come out and said, no. We don't know whether he's going to be dropped. No one knows about that. We haven't even selected the sides. I wonder when Luke Brooks found out about it. Was that Monday night when NRL 360 was going to air? I wonder if he found out about it then. It'd be fascinating, isn't it? Do you go and change your side just so that you make people wrong? They've got the Warriors in Auckland, July 3. Do you go and change your side just to make the other or those people who reported it wrong? As I said yesterday, who's telling people these things? Who's the leak in the joint? That's the interesting one. The quote from Tim Sheens, it's up to Noddy to make the decisions on what the side looks like. But all I'm saying at the moment is that Luke hasn't been dropped. If he's dropped or not dropped, that's Noddy's call. Wow. No input there, Tim? No input for the bloke who's about to coach his third game? You can't have it both ways, though, can you? All right, Nod, you select the side you want. But, oh, hang on, don't put that guy in. Well, hang on, why'd you drop that guy? I'd love to get your thoughts on this, West Tigers fans. I know, isn't it a welcome distraction, all these representative games over the course of the weekend? No Tigers match just yet. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. Away from rugby league, a bit of news around Lauren Jackson. Wow. 25 years after she was first selected for Australia, she's made the Opal squad that's got the Women's World Cup. That's being played in Sydney, isn't it? Oh, what a draw card. In September of this year. She's a four-time Olympic medalist. She last played for Australia in 2013. That's a decade ago. So she's put her hand up. And I think her body was basically falling apart last time, wasn't it? That's why she did give the game away. She's come back. She's been playing in the NBL 1 for Albury Wodonga. Imagine coming up against Albury Wodonga in the NBL 1. Who are you marking? Lauren Jackson. Oh, good luck with that. Anyway, she's in the Opal squad, which is amazing, which is probably, you know, that positive story that we're looking out of the Opals that we haven't had for a long, long time. Not a positive story over there in Sri Lanka as well, not least the economy. But beyond that, their cricket team has won the series against Australia. 258 all out, Sri Lanka. Charith Asalanka scored 110. And then Australia fell four runs short, 254 all out. Davey Warner, 99, stumped. And it's the first bilateral series against Australia they've won since 2010. So well done to them, because apparently, and we heard this from Brad Haddon last week, that there was 16-hour fuel lines, sitting in line for 16 hours just to fill up your car with fuel. So the economy has absolutely tanked since the coronavirus pandemic. Tourism revenues, foreign worker remittances, they're all gone. So Sri Lanka in the grips of a massive depression and economic crisis, a little bit of good news for them. So there's a little bit of me says, that's great. I'm glad Sri Lanka have won that. And if it means that much to their people, then even better. Brooks Koepka, he's on his way to LIV Golf, 54 Golf, whatever it's called, live golf. But here's the interesting part. And Matty White was talking about this a little bit earlier. So remember who had Rory taking pot shots at Greg Norman last week? Oh, I've won my 21st PGA Tour event. One more than you know who. And then we had John Rahm come out and say those really nice things about the PGA Tour. Guess what? They got paid to do it. So hang on. Are we criticising all the other golfers for going for money, but then, oh, no, no, these other guys are playing because they love the PGA Tour. Oh, and yes, we are paying them money as well. We're paying them additional money. Not everyone, just those two guys. Oh, and why? Why should they not go to LIV Golf? Oh, well, the human rights record of Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's just terrible. Right, okay. So what have the PGA Tour announced? Well, we're going to unveil a series of changes that include new tournaments. In fact, three big money global events that at some stage will be played in Saudi Arabia. Can you understand the hypocrisy? Can you understand why the golfers are saying, oh, seriously, just do the best for yourself and go from there? Talk about an individual sport. So the PGA has been a monopoly. And when the monopoly has been threatened, rightly or wrongly, and you can have your thoughts on that either way, but rightly or wrongly, they've responded by saying and doing more inventive golf tournaments, more money to the players, which is classic monopolistic behaviour. So just incredible. The hypocrisy of the PGA in this one is stunning. But apparently it's the golfers who are the bad guys. They're the bad guys for setting up their family. So I'll let you guys decide on that one. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. Now yesterday I saw a little video online about the Queensland under-19s women's team. They're having the jersey presentation. Tamika Upton presented Shante Kiria-Ratu with her jersey, and it got me a thinking, which doesn't happen often. So it got me a thinking, if you had the chance to represent whoever, Australia, New South Wales, maybe even your club, who you're getting to do your jersey presentation? Who presents the jersey to you? It can be family. It can be your hero from that club, from anywhere else. Who's presenting you the jersey. I mean, if you're an Australian player and you got presented your baggy green by Sir Donald Bradman, obviously impossible now, but, I mean, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I don't know whether the LIV guys get Greg Norman. Is it Greg Norman? What about the head of the public I don't know who presents them with their putter when they join the LIV golf tour, but you get the idea. Who's going to do the jersey presentation for you? $100 cash up for grabs for the best contribution on the open line, 1300 01 1170, on the text line, 0457 736 736. All right, we'll get to a break. After the break, we're back. We're talking footy. We're doing it with Adrian Prezenko. Stick around.